If you act crazy, I don't need you. I let the welfare feed you.
Don't let a temporary situation cause a permanent problem.
Ooh. Once you take the pussy off the pedestal, you change the dynamics of the relationship. Money don't make a player, man. You know, I'd rather for a motherfucker to take all my money. Just let me keep my game. And, you know, nigga 6'8", but he can't leave the house.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but it happens all the time because that's what a woman do. She get leverage on you. She beat you down mentally because you got EQ and you got IQ. IQ is your intellectual quotient.
Right.
EQ is your emotional quotient. So when you got a high IQ,
right,
you can still be superseded by a low EQ. The Highest Point Podcast. More than a
pod, it's a lifestyle. Lifestyle. Yo, yo, this is the Highest Point Podcast, and we out here at the Udry Money Niji Music Summit. We got none other than the legendary Piffin Cannon, the Builder, man. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, I wanted to ask you, because, you know, in life, when it comes to Piffin, it's more to Piffin than just women. It's also Piffin life, Piffin business. Can you tell us what some of the key things that you got to do to be able to pimp business and life, man?
Well, first of all, you got to have employees. You know what I mean? A lot of people say those are your hoes. You got to get them instructions. You know what I'm saying? If they violate those instructions, you're going to fire them. If a bitch don't do what you say, you're going to tell the bitch to kick rocks, right?
Right.
You know, if I'm going to take a chance giving my cash in the past, you think I'm handsome paying my motherfucking ransom. So, you know, everybody on the same shit. And if you act crazy, I don't need you. I let the welfare feed you. Mother head you, motherfuck you. You know what I'm saying? So the game is the same. You know what I'm saying? You act crazy at your job, they're gonna fire your ass.
Right.
If a bitch ain't acting up and she ain't socking into my pocket like a rocket or dropping out of cotton, putting a pill sock, she gotta go.
Gotta go. Damn, that's real. Now, this is a segment on our show called Love, Loyalty, or Respect. So I'm gonna give you this relationship. You let me know which is the most important, love, loyalty, or respect when it comes to your wife or your girlfriend. What's the most important?
Well, you know, I tell you, it's like in the Bible, they got the Ten Commandments, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you got love for your brother, you ain't gonna cheat on them. If you love your brother, you ain't gonna stab him in the back.
Right.
If somebody love you, they're not gonna be disloyal. You know what I'm saying? So love draw a line through everything.
Yes, sir.
Everything. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And you have to have love, and that's one of our principles in the hip hop fraternity: love, peace, and respect. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because we know that love is the key to all things. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can't not hurt me if you love me.
Right.
You will not rob me if you love me. You will not cheat on my wife if you love me. You will not steal from me if you love me. If you love is the cornerstone of all this.
Right, absolutely. I want to ask you also, which saying do you believe in the most? Happy wife, happy life, or happy spouse, happy house?
Well, you know, that's kind of a double, you know, conundrum, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I look at it like this, you know. If you got a woman and you got a mind, then you're going to control her body. Mm. The key to all this is not being happy. It's about controlling the mind.
Yes, sir.
When you control a woman's mind and she followed you to the end of the earth,
yeah,
to either construction or destruction, right, then, you know what I'm saying, she's going to always be happy.
Yeah.
You'll know who really like you and you know who really don't like you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Goldie, my partner, he said, get the woman that like you, not the woman you like. Because they're going to love your dirty draws like Chris Brown and Trey Songz. So, you know what I'm saying? But you want to be in that vernacular. And the main thing about all this shit is Goldie always said, keep the pussy off the pedestal. So once you take the pussy off the pedestal, my partner wrote a book called The Power of the Vagina, my man Ronnie Boat.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how powerful the vagina is. You know, and the vagina caused a lot of suckers. I'm going to kill my wife. I'm going to kill him. And I'm gonna kill myself. That's what a sucker do. You see what I'm saying? Mm. So, but when you really, you know, focus and you concentrate it, and you really got a bra's mind instead of a vagina, and it ain't a physical thing, it's a mental thing, you got a better results. So my thing is I always try to get with a woman and get her brain first. I wrap my hand on her brain, the rest of it is all mine.
I also wanna ask you, what's the key trait of a bottom bitch? How can you differentiate?
Well, see, in my life, right, I was the bottom and the top. Mm. You know, the bitch was a sandwich. You know what I'm saying? I was the meat, she was the bread. So I'm the bottom. You know what I'm saying? I'm the main everything. So, you know what I'm saying? A bitch got to, you know, she got to cater to me. Because if I tell a bitch she got favoritism, then the bitch ain't going to perform in the production in the way I would like her to perform, because she going to feel like I can do what I want to do because I'm his main bitch.
Right.
Where every bitch feel like, you know, they on equal footing, and that they all up under the same instructions, same rules, they tend to perform a lot better, you know? So that's what I do, is I tell a bitch, you know what I'm saying, bitch, I'm the bottom. Ain't no bottom bitch. I'm the bottom bitch. I'm the bottom and the top bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, you know, with you having women and gang, it comes with haters. Like, you, I understand you got the women mind. How can you navigate life in a way where you staying strong to protect the, dealing with the hating men?
Well, you know, the fortunate thing about pimping, man, you know, just you and your hoes. So I ain't had to be around a bunch of niggas. You know what I'm saying? I chilled in the hotel. You know what I'm saying? Me and I get in my whip, you know what I mean? Just like an old white man, you know, driving down in a Rolls Royce. You know, I drive down in my whip, got my jewels on. You know, anytime I come out, it's to holler and get another bitch. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm dressed to impress, if I'm not dressing for the niggas, you know, niggas say, damn, can you wore Versace? You wore Gucci your whole life. It wasn't for the bitches. I mean, it wasn't for the niggas, it was for the bitches. So the nigga is selling the bitch a dream. Hey, baby, I'm going to get some Gucci. I'm going to get some Versace. I'm going to get some big jewels. All this. We're going to be on top. No, I can't. I was the dream that the nigga was selling. So, nigga, I don't want to know you unless I know you through the bitch. Hey, man, got your bitch. Hey, man, you know, I didn't blow your fuse, put your bitch under new rules. You understand me? Gave the bitch some new tools. You know what I'm saying? I mean, break the plate on that bitch because she don't eat that no more, nigga. I hope you ain't got no silverware.
Right.
Nigga, I hope you got some motherfucking paper. Place, you know what I'm saying? Son, nigga, because it's gonna hurt.
Right. Oh, man, real, real. Now, do you have any children yourself?
Yeah, I got 4 daughters and 2 boys.
Wow.
And I got 3 stepdaughters.
And you have boys. A lot of people would say, looking in, like, okay, what game will you give your daughter? We already know women so well.
Well, I have a daughter who's a nurse, right?
Okay.
All the doctors be trying to hit her up, right?
Mm-hmm.
I told her, I said, babe, whatever you do, don't give up no cookies and be hard to get. So the leading doctor, the richest dude in the hospital, ended up dating my daughter. So he just bought her $11,000 purse. You know, he bought her about 5 or 6 other $10,000 purse. He got a private jet. They just left from Washington, D.C.
Right.
You know, so I teach my daughters, man, to aim high and put value on themselves.
Absolutely.
You know, I tell them, hey, man, if a nigga try you before he buy you, then the thrill is gone. You know what I'm saying? You know, what chase I have if I can just get you on the first date? So my daughters is well-schooled and trained in that area, and that's why they got good men. Not pimps or not tricks, but good men, because every good man like a challenge.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We like to go out to the bitches that's hard to get.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? We get them bitches, we feel like them bitches is trustworthy, because if I was hard to get and I know I got it going on, then the next nigga ain't got a chance.
Right.
And a nigga feel more comfortable fucking with a bitch like that because he say, damn, this bitch is not reckless. She ain't all in everybody's face. She ain't, going to dinner with everybody. She ain't, you know, correlating with everybody,
right.
You know, and now he feel like he got a secure relationship because, you know, this woman is not insecure, she's secure. That's why I taught my daughters to be secure, and all of them have, you know, pretty good relationships, and the ones that got caught up in false relationship, they excommunicated the relationship.
Yeah, 100%, man. Now, let me ask you this, because you said if a nigga don't try to buy you or he tries, there's something wrong, right? Now, I want to know your thoughts on this whole Shannon Sharp situation. You know, he was throwing his bread out there first with this young shawty, but it all backfired on. What do you think he went wrong?
Well, first of all, man, you know, you got to take the pussy off the pedestal. He was Shannon Sharp already. He had more value than the bitch. He gave the bitch the value. You know what I'm saying? If you take the pussy away from a bitch, what do a bitch really have, as Goldie like to say? She don't have no value. That's one thing I like about Goldie. He always talk about take the pussy off the pedestal. Because once you take the pussy off the pedestal, you change the dynamics of the relationship. But when you put the pussy on the pedestal and you try to buy the pussy, you try to please the pussy gonna fail you every time. You know what I'm saying? Because the pussy is not the main thing. The brain is the main thing. You know what I mean? You gotta get in the whole head before you get in that bed. You know what I mean? If you understand that, then you lost before you even got started. You in the wrong game. You know, Shannon Sharp is a classical example of what's going on with the black community, period. You know, same thing went down with Bill Cosby, R. Kelly, P. Diddy, you know what I'm saying, Mike Tyson, Tupac. All of them get caught up in that rape and that bullshit, man, because they understand that you know, a black man is promiscuous and he like to have sex. And they can catch us in compromising situations, whereas the white man a little bit more discreet. He a little bit more freaky, but he more discreet with his freakiness. And we just out there, even though we worth millions and billions of dollars, we forget, you know what I'm saying, the basics. That, you know what I'm saying? You know, when we first get in the game, we cautious. And then we get loose. And we think because, you know what I'm saying, we a multimillionaire like Lil Wayne. Right. Lil Wayne is not the finest nigga on the planet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's not a handsome looking guy by all means, what they would call a handsome guy. But he get more bitches than any nigga that's fine.
Isn't it?
You know why? Because that money makes him fine. Wow. But it could also confuse you and make you think that you really are that nigga when you really just that nigga because of your money. Or because of what you have. So that can cause you to think, oh, this bitch really love, I'm gonna piss in this bitch mouth. I'm gonna slap this bitch with my dick. I'm gonna kick this bitch ass.
Right.
Like Puffy did with Cassie, and that shit backfired.
Right. Major.
You know what I'm saying? Well, not, you know, protect the money. The first thing they should teach every entertainer, by all means, protect the brand and the money.
Right.
You know, man, you know, bitches holler at me all the time, man, you love my DM. I'm talking about the bitches in my DM, you will love them.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying, I disregard the bitches because I know that I got to protect the brand. You know, I got to protect, you know, what I got going on, because if I allow anybody to disrupt what I got going on, then all the time and effort that R. Kelly and Bill Cosby and Mike Tyson and Tupac and P. Diddy put into their careers, into their brand, is gone overnight. It's an old saying. Preacher told me that. He said, son, He said, don't let a temporary situation cause a permanent problem.
Ooh.
Don't let a temporary situation cause a permanent problem. That's what we as black men do.
Yeah.
You know, we let temporary situations cause a permanent problem.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, because it's what it seemed like is, to me, I don't think money, if you were lame before the money, you're still going to be a lame after the money.
Yeah, money don't make a player, man, you know. I'd rather for a motherfucker to take all my money, just let me keep my game.
Ooh.
I'd rather run out of money before I run out of game. You ever see a nigga run out of game? You know what he do?
What'd he do?
He get to looking for his game like a nigga looking for some cigarettes. Anybody see my game?
Right.
Or my phone, my cell phone. You lose that phone, you like, you go crazy. Nigga, and then that's when nigga put his dukes up. That's why you got domestic violence, because nigga run out of game.
Right.
You know? I'm going to tell a bitch to kick rocks. Bitch, I don't need you. Let the welfare be your mother. Hate your mother. Fuck you. You know.
Right.
Stand on it, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I do bitches worse than they do me. I don't answer the phones. I hang up. You know, fuck you, your mama. Bitch, I don't call me no more.
Yeah.
And they be going crazy. I'm talking about super duper fine assholes. They be like, please call me, Ken. Please call me. You know, and then if the bitch worthy, if I know the bitch is a real bitch, you know what I'm saying, I might give her a chance. But when she come back, I got the leverage. When you let your woman start talking to you, see, here's the problem. Where you going? Where you been?
Right.
Who is that? Who is in your phone? And after a while, you be like, yeah, man, you know, I ain't going nowhere. I call you, hey, man, let's go, man. Let's go out to the motherfucking Atlanta Hawks game. Man, I can't go on my bitch trip. She done broke him down. And, you know, nigga 6'8", but he can't leave the house.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but it happens all the time because that's what a woman do. She get leverage on you. She beat you down mentally because you got EQ and you got IQ. IQ is your intellectual quotient.
Right.
EQ is your emotional quotient. So when you got a high IQ,
right,
you can still be superseded by a low EQ. So you can't let your EQ supersede your IQ.
Yeah.
And because you're not equipped emotionally to deal with a woman's emotionalism,
right,
then she break you down. That's why women have so much emotional quotient, because they take care of the kids, they deal with the crying baby, yeah, they deal with a lot of stuff that men can't deal with.
Right.
That's why they're a woman. That's why they take care of kids. Men can't really take care of kids. They can't deal with all that crying. They're going to beat the shit out of that baby. You know what I'm saying? So a woman is there to the comfort and nurture that child. So when she uses that on you and she debase you, God gave a woman strength, they gave a skunk, a white stripe in the belly for the funk. Once she started funking on you, now it's fucked up. Now you like, you didn't been debased. You've been emasculated.
Yeah.
Now you're a sucker.
Yeah.
So the objective of the game is to keep the momentum and keep the leverage. Never let her get control of the relationship or the narrative.
Right.
It's always she's chasing you. You the prize.
Right. They try to say they got a beep about this
prize thing. They say the woman the prize. Women get mad at men that saying that they are the prize. What would you say to people like that?
You can't make a baby without a man.
Right.
Women can create an island and they're going to extinct. In 100 years, they're gone. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and you can't make a baby without a man or a woman. So basically, the moral of the story, we need each other. We both technically the prize, but we're talking about in relationships where you the player, you know, a player got to keep the leverage.
Right.
Now, if you are happy, go lucky, you know, wholesome, you know, believe in all of the things that it calls to be with a woman, then, you know, you cool.
Right.
You don't fall in no category, but I have to be in the control.
Yeah.
24/7.
Absolutely. Now, guys who, how does someone keep their leverage? So a lot of men lose their leverage when they screw up. Like they slip up, maybe have another one.
Well, I'll give you an example. I know this young lady. She got a Rolls Royce. She got two Bentleys. How she got the Rolls Royce is by default. Her husband is a multimillionaire. She caught him cheating.
Right.
So when she caught him cheating, she started talking about leaving. He started showering her with gifts.
Right.
Once she realized that, she started using that as the barometer and then the metrics to keep him to giving her everything. Wow. Now she then became a gold digger and she's a boss bitch by default. Right. Hey, she never caught him cheating. She would have never knew how vulnerable he was. Yeah. So she let him get, he let her get the leverage and she ain't letting up.
So he should have never tried to shower her with gifts.
So yeah, well.
That he saw it the way he done.
Well, you know, once you change anything, you change everything. So motherfuckers say, Ken, would you change anything in your life? I said, no, I can't change nothing. Once I change one thing, I change everything. So you can't change nothing. You got to stay focused. You got to have a pattern.
Yes, sir.
And you got to have principles. And you got to live accordingly to your principles. You got to stand on what you believe in, my dude. You got to really stand on this shit.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, man, that's some real game from Pimpy. She ain't right there. Like, it could be delivered. Like, do you know one else in this world, man? Like, how could people tune in to what you got going on to try to get some of this game?
Well, I got my book. You go to audible.com, type in my name, Pimpin' Ken, and get both of my books, The Art of Human Chess, A Study Guide to Winning, and Pimpology, The 48 Laws of Game. You also can follow me at Instagram at RealPimpKen_. Same thing on Snapchat. And on Facebook, it's KenIvy/PimpinKen.
So, yo, you guys heard it here first with Pimpin' Ken. Until next time, you hold it down. Don't let it hold you. Peace.
Hey, man, I'm just chilling here like a villain, man. You know, hey, man, I ain't gonna sweat them. I'ma let them, man. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, man, you know, maxing and relaxing. Sitting at home, picking my toes and spending money at the shopping store. But where can I be better than at the Highest Point Podcast? Hey, man, they kick a lot of game over here, man. I'm at home. I feel like I'm around amongst some players, man. And, you know, I don't fuck with many people. I don't even play with nobody. I don't even turn my radio on because they play.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.